Hello everyone, this is Brandon Tyson, and in this recording, I'm going to show you something having to do with user account control in Windows 10, and it's how to make use of the lower UAC level that does not dim the desktop. And the reason that this is kind of worth being covered is because since Microsoft updated the design of it, that happened back in Windows 10 anniversary update 1607, it works well with the current design, but it broke the ability to just kind of read the text using standard keys. So, for example, if you set it to the lower level where it does not dim the desktop, then you cannot use the read current window and other commands to read the UAC prompt. And so, if you can't do that, then you can't read the program that's asking for permission. So, today I'm going to kind of show you a couple different scenarios here, and I'm using a machine that's not the fastest in the world, but I chose this machine because it shows the advantages of why you might want to set user account control to this lower level. So what I'm going to do is I have user account control set at the default level right now so that it will dim the desktop, and we're going to look at kind of what that looks like. So
R-E-S-U.
I'm sitting in a command prompt, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to press up arrow.
See users be greater user account control settings.
There's the direct way to open the user account control settings dialog. If you just write user account control settings into the run dialog or the command prompt, you can get right to it. So I'm going to press enter.
See, unknown. User account control settings. Tell me more about user account control settings. Tell me more about user account control settings link.
So that's a link that will give you more information. But if we tab here.
Notification level slider 67.
67 is the default. If I up arrow to take this to 100,
notification level slider 100 focused. Always notify me when apps try to install software or make changes to my computer. I make changes to Windows settings.
I'm object navigating in order to read this.
Information graphic. Recommended if you routinely install new software and visit unfamiliar websites. Never notified. No next. Okay button.
So I'll press OK, and we will see the user account control come up as you normally see it, where it will dim the desktop.
Pressed. Secure desktop. User account control dialog. No button, alt N.
And as you can see, it took a while for NVDA to come up and start reading that. So at this point, when it says secure desktop, that is when the screen visually dims. You can see your desktop kind of become more dim. And then this dialog takes over.
Show more details link.
And so it forces NVDA to run in the secure mode, which is why you're hearing it say secure desktop.
No button, alt, N.
So I'm going to press no here to back out.
User account control settings, okay button.
And instead,
notification level slider 100.
I'm going to move this slider down to 34 with down arrow twice.
Notify me only when apps try to make changes to my computer. Do not dim my desktop.
Do not dim my desktop. And if we continue reading over with object navigation.
Don't notify me when I make changes to Windows settings. Text. Information graphic. Not recommended. Choose this only if it takes a long time to dim the desktop on your computer.
So I thought that with the amount of time that it took for that user account control to come up before, this might be an appropriate setting.
OK button.
So I will press OK.
Pressed. Secure desktop.
It's gonna again dim the desktop.
User account control dialog.
Until
no,
I accept
N.
This, so I'm gonna press Alt Y for yes. Obviously, we can read
user
this.
User account control dialog. User account control close button. Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device? User account control settings. Verified publisher. Microsoft Windows. Show more details link. Show more details. Yes button. Alt Y. No button. Alt N.
So I'll press Alt Y for yes.
User account command.
There it is.
CS.
Now we'll look at how to deal with a user account control. That
user account
is showing with this level.
Notification.
So in order to show this, I'll set the slider back to the default.
Notify me only when apps try to make changes to my computer. Default.
There it is.
OK button.
And I'll press space and notice how much quicker it responds.
Rest. User account control.
And it's up already. But there's a problem.
User account control.
If I press NVDA B, that is all you hear.
User account control. User account control.
Title
bar user account control. User account no next.
It's not possible to object navigate
title
it.
Title bar no green close button no next. No green no objects.
All
inside.
You get is a close button.
Title bar user account
so,
control.
To work around this, you can actually use NVDA OCR. So I'll do that.
Recognizing result document.
And I'll read up.
User account control.
Actually, I could do a say all here.
User account control. Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device? User account control settings. Verify publisher. Microsoft Windows. Show more details. Yes, no.
So that's one way around it. You can click them here.
No.
I could
yes.
Arrow up, find yes.
No.
Or arrow down to no. Or you can press escape.
User account control.
And then you can just press Alt Y or Alt N because it's the same dialogue as you can tell by how that's reading. So you can just press Alt Y or Alt N. So I will press, just to show you that I can click one of these, I will click no in the OCR result.
Recognizing result doc, do you change device? Verify, show more details. Yes, no.
There's no, I'll press enter.
User account control settings, okay button.
And you see it clicked it correctly.
Notification level slider 67.
If I
okay button.
Hit yes.
User account control.
By
recognizing
OCR
result
it.
Do you change user account? Verify, show more details. Yes. User command CS.
And then it goes off and does it. Now,
okay, but
I will set it back to this.
User command.
And now we're going to look at how Narrator might interact with this. So, I'm going to bring up Narrator here. One second.
Starting Narrator dialog. Okay. Speed decreased to 50%. Command prompt window.
Okay.
Narrator. User account control settings.
So I'll press enter.
User account control settings window. Link. Tell me more about user account control settings.
And I'll press tab.
Notification level. Slider. 34%.
So I'm going to move this up now.
67. Okay. Button.
I'll hit okay. Now, interestingly enough, Narrator can't even tell me that the UAC has appeared.
Never notify. Text.
So.
Okay. Button.
There's a problem.
Taskbar.
Because.
Running. User account controls. Command prompt.
It's.
User account control settings. Command. Narrator. User account.
Narrator can't even allow you to interact with this, which is very disappointing. I'm not sure why that is, per se, but it's very strange that I can use it somewhat with NVDA. If it were not for NVDA OCR, you could not do that. So, yeah, I really don't know
command prompt,
why this isn't
narrator, user account
possible.
Control settings, one, user promoted, no, links.
Yeah, I'm doing,
for HR 50,
I'm doing a caps lock right arrow,
user account control settings,
and
one running.
I can't even, like, I have to know that this is a UAC and press Alt N or Alt Y.
User account control settings window. Okay. Button.
So, I guess there's a bug there. I should probably report that.
Cancel. Button. Link.
But see, if I
100,
if I change
60,
this
okay.
to 67, and then Alt Y.
User account 34. Okay. Start user account control.
It reads that.
Alt. N. Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device? User account control settings. Verified publisher. Microsoft Windows. Link. Show more details.
So I'll press Alt Y.
Command.
I mean, in most cases, you'll know when a UAC appears because of the sound. I've customized the sound, but there is still one. So I guess if you use it at 34%, you just kind of have to know what caused the UAC. And then, as an example, let me try to run command prompt elevated.
Text. User account control. One running window is requesting attention.
So it did tell me that the window is requesting attention. So that's interesting. So can I Alt Y? I can't. It's in the background. So let me see if I can get over there.
User account control. User account control. One running window.
Okay.
Command prompt. One narrator. User account control. One running window. Button.
Yeah, it just...
User promoted.
Wow, it just refuses to read. But if I Alt-Y...
Task administrator.
Then I know kind of what it is, but...
Taskbar.
It's still not running. Very intuitive with narrator at all.
Narrator. One running.
I'll show that to you again, what I had to do.
Run.
So I'll run CMD elevated.
Text. User account control. One running window is requesting attention.
So it tells me that it appeared that way. Now I either have to go to the taskbar or you can move.
Command. Narrate.
Between. Command, prompt, narrate, okay, you can't do. You can't do Alt Escape. I wonder if you can do Alt Tab.
Pane. Command prompt. 2 of 3. User account control. 3 of 3.
You can Alt Tab.
Narrator dialogue.
But.
Exiting narrator.
Yeah, it doesn't change the fact that. It doesn't change the fact that it's not done well with narrator at all.
Run it. Command prompt 1, command prompt 1, running, command prompt terminal, see users be greater.
Again, with,
run dialogue.
If I do this with NVDA,
text unavailable.
And run it elevated, I still have to
user
go to the taskbar.
User account control 1 repressed.
But,
recognizing result, user account cont V, user account cont V, user account, ooh. User account control 1 running window button pressed sub menu.
Actually, that's not much better either. I don't know. I must have just got lucky with the user account control settings, but...
Command prompt row 1, column 2. Command prompt row 1, column 2. User account control row. User account control.
I can focus it that way and read it.
Recognize it. Result document. User account control. Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device? Windows command processor. Verify publisher. Show more than yes. User
now,
account control.
Now, what happens?
User account control.
Oh, I can't even do that.
User promote, user account control.
Okay.
Task, run dialog, open.
Yeah, so...
Okay button, cancel button, press, desktop list, recycle bin not selected, 1 of 3. Command prompt, row 1, column 1, command prompt, row 1, column 1.
Yeah, it's literally...
Explorer module, command prompt, terminal, see?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's definitely, like... If you, I wouldn't recommend it for new users, but obviously on this particular machine, this is a special case of that it takes a very long time for the desktop to dim and for NVDA and Narrator to come up. So I'm going to experiment with this for a while, see what I think of it. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think of this. Feel free to reach out to me on Twitter or... get in touch with me with the contact information. I'd be interested to hear what your guys' take is on this and whether which way you prefer. So if you want to get in touch, you can email me at brandongold98@gmail.com. That's BRANDON gold, GOLD, 98@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.